Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So, stay with us and together, we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today is the seven centers. And we have a gift for you today, but we'll talk more about that later in the show. All the dialogue that you'll hear in this show emanates from the works of Alice Bailey. Sometimes it's inspired by the works of Alice Bailey. But Alice Bailey is the founder of the Lucis Trust organization, and she wrote 24 volumes of books. And this thought is from Alice Bailey as well. The etheric body is composed entirely of lines of force and points where these lines of force cross each other and thus form centers of energy. Where many such lines of force cross each other, you have a larger center of energy. And where great streams of energy meet and cross, you have seven major centers. Well, this is quite a complex subject, and I'd like you to, before we go on with this program, can you recap briefly what we talked about last time?
I think the opening thought kind of implies that we're going to be talking about the distribution of energy. And in last week's program, we discussed that everything in the world is based upon energy and is an expression of energy. Throughout the universe, there is simply energy in various states of motion and concreteness. Even the physical body is a form of energy, made up of energy, and the etheric body is that body that substands, you could say, the physical body. It's not visible except to those with etheric vision, but it is a factor and the major conditioning factor in making the physical body of any form, not only of a human being, but of any form or object, what it in fact is. The energy body, the energy is conducted through the etheric body according to its stage of development or not. This whole concept is based on the idea that God is omnipresent throughout the world, and that he is the one in whom we live and move and have our being. There is one life behind all outer manifestation. We all belong to that one life and are expressions of it. And we partake of this one life, this universal life, through our etheric body, which is not unique, it is merged with and part of the etheric body of the planet itself. Last week, when we were discussing the etheric body, we didn't have time to mention what I think are two verifications of the existence of the etheric body. One is the phenomenon that people who have had amputated limbs have commented on. People who have lost an arm or a leg have sometimes experienced sensation, even in the area of the missing limb, which medicine finds most peculiar. But those who have studied the etheric body would know that the etheric counterpart or component of the missing limb is still present. And that leads to another example, which is Kirlian photography. It's a science that's developed in the last few decades that is able to photograph plants as well as human bodies with special equipment that shows the energy component behind the outer form. People who are listening have probably seen Kirlian photographs of plants, leaves, and so on that show a vibrant energy field radiating from the leaf or flower or whatever. And they've even done experiments where they've torn away part of the leaf, and the photograph will show still the energy body or the etheric outline of the leaf, still whole and complete and perfect, even though part of the physical leaf was torn away.
And they've also photographed, like, the hand, mm-hmm. and you see the same energy radiating from the hand mm-hmm. and the fingers. And it's quite interesting because it's constantly changing, and it changes this etheric energy body. It changes with our inner disposition, so one is affecting the other, and so it's very evident that there's something there, there's more there than what the so-called normal eye can see.
What we were discussing last week seems to lead into the idea of the topic today, the seven centers, because the etheric body conducts or distributes or relays energy through the form according to patterns and lines of energy flow that, as our opening thought said, intersect and cross each other. And if one could see the etheric body, I think we would see a great radius, a complex network of lines of energy flowing, much like I think of as a train terminal, where many lines of train traffic are coming into the central station. And where these lines of energy intersect in abundance, a center is created, a center of force, a confluence, you could say.
Would it be appropriate to call that confluence of lines that we're talking about in regard to the etheric body chakras?
If you want to use that fancy
that
Sanskrit
okay.
word, that's
right.
okay. You may use that word. Chakra is the same as center. Uh-huh. And the seven centers refer specifically to the centers of consciousness. There are many more centers throughout the body, as I understand it, than just seven.
Yes, there are. Actually, there are many minor centers. There are the seven. There are five centers up the spine. They're associated with the etheric body and along the spine. Then there are two in the head. That makes the major seven.
But there are more than that.
There are more than that, yes. So there are minor seven. There are 21 minor centers. These would be in places like in the palms of your hand, or in the soles of your feet, or
in the shoulder blades.
In the shoulder blades, over the two breasts, mm-hmm. or in front of the ears, mm-hmm. each of the ears, and so on. But these are also little centers, but they're not the same as the major seven. They work similar to the major seven, but
the seven centers that are so special and unique are, we could say, agents of the soul. They carry the soul's energy and purpose into the physical body, into
right.
the consciousness.
And the the awaken, each of these centers, they're not awake and they're not vivid, all of them at once. This is, as evolution proceeds, they awaken gradually. In other words, mm-hmm. they become more receptive to energies flowing in from the environment, from the astral plane, or from the mental plane.
Depending on one's stage of development.
Depending on one's stage of development, where one stands on the whole ladder of evolution.
But I thought we were all equal.
Not in terms of the awakening of
what?
The of the of the chakras.
I'm
no.
shocked.
We're all equal in potential.
Yes.
Let's say.
We are all precious in the eyes of God, and we are all equal before the law, as mm-hmm. John Adams said.
Well, I'm kind of confused. Are we saying that, the way I see it is that due to reincarnation and personal evolution, that perhaps we're all maybe on a different level of evolution?
We're all at varying stages of development. We're all unfinished projects. Our soul is doing its best to bring its vehicles, its equipment, which is our bodies, physical, emotional, mental, into a better and better state of responsiveness and refinement. Evolution and experience, suffering, pain, education, and later on the path, real determined, disciplined effort through meditation and service and spiritual study help to activate and uplift the centers.
And where our focus lies is pretty much is determined by the centers, which one of the centers are active and more active, because evolution has kind of brought us start from the bottom. I mean, there are seven. We might go through the seven of them and see what they, discuss them briefly.
Okay. The first center at the very bottom, literally the bottom, is the base of spine.
And that's also related to the adrenal glands.
In every center, we should point out, there is a counterpart of a gland in the same vicinity. In the physical body, which is the counterpart of the etheric, wherever there is a center in the etheric body, there is a related gland, and the adrenal glands are related to the base of spine center.
And the next one up is...
But I'm not done with the base of
the
spine.
You want to move right on with the base of the spine.
Well, I just wanted to mention that this center, even though it's at the very bottom or end of the line, so to speak, if you see these centers as a column, as I understand it, it's very late in awakening, because it has to do with the spiritual will. And the spiritual will isn't really touched or activated until a very advanced stage of the path. I think some people, through wrong spiritual practices, have succeeded in galvanizing this center into premature functioning through what they call the Kundalini fire. And that's not a good idea.
No. We can talk about this now or a little later, but there's tremendous power that's locked up in that center, and if it is awakened prematurely, then it can be very dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, when should it be awakened?
It shouldn't be forced open at all, ever. It awakens naturally in response to the expansion of consciousness. The attention should be on the expanding of the spiritual consciousness, never on awakening any particular center. But there are teachers and students who do just that, put a focus on awakening a particular center, and you can do quite a lot of damage to yourself. But unfortunately, that warning is often poo-pooed by the very people who should be listening.
Yes, it's believed that by some, that if you open up your centers, then you're going to be awake and illumined and more vivified, and you can serve better. And that sort of thing. But in fact, what you probably are doing, you're opening yourself up to more energy than your physical body can handle.
Because you forced it open prematurely.
Right. And the very atoms of substance that make up your body are not evolved enough to handle this very high potent energy. And you could literally end up burning up your brain cells or your etheric body, you're rupturing the etheric body, and that can cause tremendous problems.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight, and today's topic is the seven centers. The seven centers. We're talking about the chakras, or spiritual centers, and we'll continue to do so. And we have a gift for you. We'll be happy to send it out for you. To you, it's related to the dialogue that you're hearing on this show, and there are excerpts taken from the works of Alice Bailey, and the paper is entitled The Etheric Body and the Seven Centers, and we'll send it out to you free of charge. Just give us a call at 1-866-695-8247. Once again, that's 1-866-695-8247. And the easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of New York Lucis. Lucis is L-U-C-I-S. That's 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Just call us and ask us for your copy of the paper called The Etheric Body and the Seven Centers. We'll send it out free in charge, free of charge, of course, but we'd like you to consider a donation, because, and of course, that's totally up to you, but these radio shows are expensive. We'd love to keep them on the air, but certainly that does enable us to keep these shows on the air. So if you do get a copy of the paper, The Etheric Body and the Seven Centers, and you like it a lot and you feel that's touched your life in some way, we'd certainly welcome a donation of your own choosing, and you could send any donation to us, and the donation can be sent to Lucis Trust, L-U-C-I-S for Lucis, Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And all the work of the Lucis Trust, including this radio program, is funded by the voluntary donations of people like yourselves who support the goals of the Lucis Trust. We are not endowed, nor do we have a wealthy benefactor who helps to pay for this program. We depend on the donations, large and small, of individuals, so please give if you want these programs to continue on the air. Once again, send your donations to Lucis Trust, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And also, if you'd like to order cassettes, copies of the show, tape cassettes, we'd be happy to send those out to you for a nominal charge. Let's return to our discussion about the chakras or seven centers. We were talking about the chakra at the base of the spine. Could you tell us something more about the other chakras?
Yes, we don't have too much time, so I guess we'll just have to touch very briefly on them. The next chakra or center, I prefer the word center, is the sacral center. This is located in the area of the gonads, and it's one that's awake and thriving in most people. It's what gives the sex urge, the very needed impulse to keep the human species on Earth, regenerating and replenishing our population. So it's a rightly demanded urge of the human family that we have this center functioning. But as we know, in some people, in many people, it's probably overly emphasized.
Yes, it is, and it's overly stimulated by so much attention on the energies that are emitted or controlled by this center, and it's something that needs to be brought into alignment with the higher spiritual energies.
The energies in the sacral center can be transferred, and we can talk about that in a little while if we have time, but maybe we should talk briefly about the other centers. The solar plexus is another center that's very awake and thriving in most human beings. It's in the region of the abdomen. It's associated with the pancreas. The gland is the pancreas, and it's that capacity that makes us react to emotional and astral energies, whether we are in a conversation with another person or in a crowd of people, the panic response or the mob impulse. It's also that which gives us the sense of something imminent when we say, I know it in my gut.
Intuition?
Well, it's certainly a very lower counterpart of intuition. The real intuition is a much higher plane, but the solar plexus reacts in kind of an inchoate sensing, and it is a reactive center. It doesn't create or energize on its own. It reacts and responds, and so if you work too much through that center, you are the prisoner of whatever is going on around you. Whatever that outer force and energy is, it's dominating you, and you are reacting to it rather than being the creator of your own life.
Right. Then above that, there is the heart center. Mm-hmm. And
center of group consciousness, of the inclusive capacity to love in a kind of impersonal and very broad way, not just one's own family and friends, but to love humanity is an expression of the heart center.
And that's related to the thymus gland, mm-hmm. And then above that is the throat center, which is related to the thyroid gland.
And this is a creative center. Here is where we can touch back again on the sacral center. The energies of the sacral center, which is a creative center, it creates and the human race, have to be lifted up, transferred into the throat center, which is more pure creativity, the center through which the artist works. And interestingly, many artists are kind of a combination of both the throat and sacral energies. I think of Picasso as an example. Mm-hmm. He had a very healthy and active sex life. I think it's well documented. He was also a genius as a painter. He was probably in the stage of transferring all of that tremendous creative energy, lifting it up into the throat center. Above that are two centers in the head, which are really influenced by the awakening of spiritual consciousness. The center between the eyebrows, which is called the third eye,
or the Ajna center.
Ajna center is the center of which awakens when the soul and the personality, or the inner spiritual being and the outer appearance, fuse and become one, when one is one with the Father, in a sense, truly living the life of the inner spiritual being. And there's no split between the inner and outer purpose. And the highest center is the head center, which awakens only at a very advanced point on the path. It registers the will of God and enables one to become a real agent in the plan of God, a real worker.
Which center is that again?
The head center.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And that's related to the pineal gland.
Right.
And there's a close connection there between the pituitary gland and the pineal gland. And
the pituitary is associated with the Ajna center.
Or that's more of the life of the personality, mm-hmm. and it deals with. And the pineal gland is the place where the soul energies are actually anchored in the physical brain, so within the brain.
I think the important thing for listeners who are interested in this whole study to realize is that these centers are, as I understand it, effects. They open as an effect of the expanding and evolving consciousness. We are warned by all sound spiritual teachers not to put the focus on awakening these centers. Those are simply indications when they become awake that our consciousness has reached a certain level. But the attention should be on expanding the consciousness by learning to live the impersonal life of service, of identification with humanity rather than selfish interests.
Yes, service is emphasized in the Bailey teachings, that this is the safe way of opening and expanding these centers.
And they will open.
And they will, but if you force them open, then you're going to run into trouble, because you'll be exposed to extreme energies that can lead to actual physical trouble and insanity and mental imbalance and that sort of thing.
I hope we can discuss this in another show. I found it profoundly interesting. If you'd like, once again, if you'd like that gift that we mentioned earlier, we'll be happy to send it out to you. All you have to do is give us a call and ask for the gift. 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. Our website is www.lucistrust.org. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, Let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.